Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to the September 28th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from the 4R Studios in the oldest city in the nation. That's right, St. Augustine, Florida. Man, I am so glad that you are here, and I hope that you're glad that you're here too, but I'm certainly grateful that you come and spend time with us every single week. Now, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. If you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630 AM out of St. Louis, Missouri, we are so glad that you're here. Those are some awesome, awesome people at Truth Talk 630. Now, I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com, and there you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, either through servantwarriorradio.com or truthtalk630.com, that is outstanding. I want to make sure that you add both of those sites, servantwarriorradio.com as well as truthtalk630.com, to your list of favorites. Right up there on your favorites bar, click add. Make sure you add those and come back often. Frequent them, because both of them are going to give you great, great stuff. Now, we are hanging out at the amusement park again this week. Last week, it was all about roller coasters and carousels. Now, if you missed last week's show, you have got to go back and listen to that. Go to servantwarriorradio.com. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience, and always ready when you are. As a matter of fact, if you haven't been to the site, if you haven't been to servantwarriorradio.com in the past few days, you've got to go and you've got to ride on Goliath. That is the monster big roller coaster at Six Flags Over Georgia. And I'm not going to say any more about that, but you've just got to go to servantwarriorradio.com and take a ride on Goliath. It is a blast. As a matter of fact, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ride Goliath. Go to the site, ride Goliath. Then I want you to listen to the message, roller coasters and carousels. Then I want you to ride it again. I guarantee you the ride on Goliath, as a matter of fact, a ride on any roller coaster that you're going to take from here on out will have an absolute new meaning, and you'll have a completely different perspective about a ride on a roller coaster from here out. Now, today we're going to talk about the areas at any amusement park or any carnival or fair or school fall festival, I mean birthday parties even, that bring the biggest challenge and that usually causes us, especially us guys, to part with our money, our pride, our patience, and so much more. That's right. You guessed it. It's the games. Now, as you know, Servant Warrior Radio is the blade side of Christian talk. Now, we are blazing a trail, and we're hanging out on the edge, real, radical, relentless, and relevant. Now, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, you have never heard carnival games talked about in the way that you're going to hear them talked about today. I mean, hands down. Now, just like roller coasters and carousels from last week, after today, you will never look at an amusement park game the same way again. And just like Justin Wilson, the acclaimed Cajun chef, who, by the way, was from New York and not the Bayou, but that's for a whole other time and a whole other day. Just like Justin Wilson would say, I guarantee. But we're going to get into that a little bit later, talking about carnival games. But there's so much going on this week. We're going to talk Ryder Cup in a few minutes. Yes, it is time again for the USA to take on the chaps from across the pond. I mean, the golfing world has its eyes focused solely on Medina Country Club in Medina, Illinois, and the incredible matches that are to come this weekend. I mean, I could stay right here and talk Ryder Cup for the next 4 days, but we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. We're also going to talk about why you, who are not fans of golf, will enjoy the Ryder Cup. But most of all, we're going to talk about the Servant Warriors who are representing the United States on the U.S. team, but all that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I want to talk about See You at the Pole. That is the annual Global Day of Student Prayer event that happens on the fourth Wednesday of September each year around the flagpoles schools nationwide. Now, this past Wednesday, kids, teachers, parents, administrators. I mean, we hope administrators are there. They all gathered around flagpoles all across the country to pray for their school, students, the teachers, the administration, to pray for each other, to pray for our communities and our country. I mean, this initiative began in 1990 when a group of 10 students got together and prayed around the flagpole of their school. Now, 20 years later, millions of students join together and pray. They lift their school and their community. It serves to Almighty God. And these events, these are all student-led, from elementary school to college campuses. I mean, it's the students who take the lead. And I got to tell you, I bet there are some major parties going on in heaven when kids across the country and around the world are being who they have been created and called to be when they get together and pray. Man alive, man, that rocks. Now, if you weren't able to make it to a school this past Wednesday, make sure you add it to your calendar for next year. It's the fourth Wednesday of September. Now, regardless of whether you have a child in school or not, we need God back in schools. We need to be praying for our kids. We need to be praying for the schools. We need to be praying that the Almighty One empowers the generations of today and gives them a fire to boldly proclaim His glory and to be the salt and the light they and all of us have been called to be. I mean, essentially, God has been all but removed from the schools by our government. But you know what? The government can't remove Him from the hearts of followers, the servant warriors. And that's how He wants to work anyway. God wants to work in and through people who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. Please pray for our students and our schools every day, not just on the fourth Wednesday in September. Make sure we pray for them every single day. Hey, listen, I got to take a short break, but when we come back, it's Ryder Cup. You're not a fan? Are you thinking of jumping off? Come on, man, it's only a couple of minutes, and who knows, you just might enjoy it. Hey, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio, every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show. We are back, Cersei here, and you are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Okay, I warned you, it's Ryder Cup week, and I just cannot tell you how pumped I am about the Ryder Cup. I love the Ryder Cup. I mean, I've got my iPhone app already downloaded. It is late recording the show, and I'm watching live from the Ryder Cup for the fifth time today. It's just, I just love the Ryder Cup and what it's about and what it represents and the competitiveness and just the just what it embodies. I mean, whether you like golf or not, it is something that you cannot miss. Now, those of you who like golf and are Ryder Cup fans, I ask that you indulge me just for a minute because I want to provide a quick explanation of what the Ryder Cup is for those who may not necessarily be a fan or understand the Ryder Cup. Because, hey, you just never know. They might see the light after they hear about the Ryder Cup. Now, the Ryder Cup is a friendly gathering, and I say that in jest, a friendly gathering of the 24 best golfers from the United States and Europe. That's 12 guys from each, and they compete in match play from Friday to Sunday in these various match play contests. And at the end of the weekend, whoever has the most points wins the Ryder Cup. And I want to give you a quick explanation, the difference between, if you're not familiar with it, between match play and regular stroke play that you see from the PGA Tour every weekend. Now, in stroke play, when someone wins a tournament in stroke play, when you think about the Masters or the U.S. Open or the British Open or any of the golf tournaments that you see on the weekends, on the PGA Tour, that is the culmination of scores, but from Thursday to Sunday. And whatever golfer plays all 72 holes, sometimes it's par 70, but plays 72 holes in the least number of strokes, wins the golf tournament. So it's a culmination of the scores from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, in match play and the Ryder Cup, it is not that way. It's mano a mano. Each hole is a game unto itself. Each hole is a contest unto itself. Now, the actual match play contest happens over 18 holes. Now, what they do is at the end of 18, whichever golfer or team has won the most number of holes for that match, they get a point. And if each team or each golfer wins nine holes, they each get one half a point. Then at the end of the weekend, whichever team, the United States or the European team, whichever one has the most points wins the Ryder Cup. And man, I tell you what, there is a rivalry unlike no other between the United States and the European team. I mean, this year it is at Medina Country Club in Medina, Illinois. 2 years ago, it was at the Celtic Manor in Wales. So we went across the pond and competed against the Europeans there. The Europeans won. 4 years ago in 2008, it was at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky. And that year, the U.S. team won in dramatic fashion. But it is awesome, awesome. Because when you think about the best players in the world of any sport, when they're playing for their country, it makes that event very special. And the Ryder Cup is absolutely the same thing. And I personally believe that it is one of the greatest events in all of sports. But again, and the players, one thing about this, the players, they don't get any money for being on the Ryder Cup team, but it is something that every professional golfer, especially here in the United States, aspires to make that team. I mean, everybody you hear they interview, they want to wear the American flag. They want to represent their country on the Ryder Cup team. It is something that they just feel so passionate about. Now, the guys on the 2012 Ryder Cup team, the captain is Davis Love III. You got Keegan Bradley, you have Jason Duffner, Jim Furyk, Dustin Johnson, Zach Johnson, Matt Kuchar, Phil Mickelson, Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Steve Stricker, Tiger Woods, and Bubba Watson. Now, some of these guys are household names. You know who they are. Some of these names are absolutely unfamiliar. You've never heard of them. But I'm going to ask that you pray for these guys because there are some awesome men of God within this team. And there are some men who absolutely live it out every single day. You got Bubba Watson and you have Webb Simpson, both major winners. You have Bubba won the Masters. You have Webb Simpson won the U.S. Open. You got Keegan Bradley. You got Zach Johnson, you got the captain Davis Love III, all awesome men of God. And what an incredible stage the Ryder Cup is to proclaim the glory of God. And these guys are bold in their faith. And they, again, they share it and they live it and they're not ashamed to proclaim the gospel. Because you know what? God gives us talent. And it's up to us to use it, to hone it, to work at it, and then to give it right back to Him so He can use it to reach others and proclaim His glory and sovereignty. And that's what it's about. And that's what these guys do. So whether you're a fan of golf or not, I want to ask that, one, to pray for these guys, but two, that you watch some of the Ryder Cup. It is so awesome to see your USA, USA, and you look down the fairways and see the red, white, and blue all over the place, and it is true. It is America versus the Europeans, and it is an awesome rivalry and an awesome, awesome spectacle. You don't want to miss it. Hey, listen, I have to take a break. When we return, Carnival Games, and you're going to hear about Carnival Games in a way you have never heard before. You got 120 seconds to grab that next cup of Java. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your amusement park tour guide, Jeff Searcy. And Last week, we talked about roller coasters and carousels, and I shared a little bit about growing up. I grew up just outside of Atlanta, literally only a few miles away from Six Flags over Georgia. And I remember that during the summer, I would watch the fireworks that were shot off every single night. I could walk down to the end of my driveway, take a left, and I could watch over the trees the fireworks that happened and that were being shot off at Six Flags. I could listen, and I would be put to sleep every single night from the whistle of the train that encircles the park to this day. But I listen to it every single night, and I think about growing up and how much I took for granted and how much I enjoyed, really, the rides and going there all the time. And we had season passes. As a matter of fact, I even worked there when I was in high school. But you take it for granted going and enjoying all the things that are there. And I remember all the rides that you got to see come and go and experience firsthand and all the different ones. But you know what? There are always two. There are two that you can find at every amusement park, every fair, every fall festival. And a lot of times you'll even find them in the backyards of people's homes during birthday parties. And those are roller coasters and carousels. And last week we compared and really we looked at the essence of the two rides, and we looked at the experience that we have on each of those, and we paralleled those to believers' walks with Christ. And I can tell you that it was just a great time. If you didn't hear in last week's show, you have got to go to servantwarriorradio.com and listen to last week's show. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, you got to take a ride on Goliath. I mean, I can tell you, it's a great, great time. And taking a ride on Goliath is a blast. So if you ever get a chance to go to Six Flags Over Georgia and ride Goliath, definitely do it. But I was using, again, like I said, we're using the two different, the comparisons between a roller coaster and a carousel and the experience that we have on those rides, and they're paralleled with a believer's walk with Christ. And you know what? I can say with absolute certainty that it would be very difficult to find anybody who's answered God's call from the beginning of time until now, whose life was more like a ride on a carousel than on a roller coaster. I mean, come on. I mean, which ride, and it's at its essence, and what happens on the ride more resemble the life of a follower of Christ? I mean, the roller coaster is filled with twists and turns, bends and loops, high hills and low valleys. It provides surprises around every bend. We're left a lot of times completely breathless, but we're always wanting some more. And no matter what fear that we have, you know, like you're riding Space Mountain, you're just dark, you don't know what's coming next, you know in your heart that you're going to be brought back safely to the station, and we are every single time. Now, the other ride, the carousel, is slow, methodical, is predictable, it's safe, and you never venture out. It never leaves its circular path. But, like I shared last week, it does provide the opportunity to wave at the same person 10 or 15 times as the carousel goes around and around and around. And, oh, I know, I just probably hurt some feelings talking about carousels that way. And please forgive me, I don't mean anything by it. My wife and my boys love the carousel. But, of course, my boys love roller coasters like me. But I love riding carousels with my wife because she loves to ride them. And if it weren't for motion sickness, I know that my wife would love roller coasters too. But also, I'm not insinuating in any way, shape, or form that an affection for a carousel or for a roller coaster correlate directly with a person's walk with Christ. I'm simply using the nature of the two rides and what happens on them as a basis for comparison that we can use in assessing our own walk with Christ. So please, all carousel lovers of America, please don't send me mean emails. I love you guys. Now this week, we're going to stay true to the amusement park theme and motif, and we're going to step up to the plate. We're going to step up to the counter. We're going to walk up to the foul line. We're going to take a seat on the stool, and we're going to play the game. And we're going to play the game, and all of our eyes are fixed on the prize. And the prize is a 5-foot-tall stuffed animal. Now, listen, we've seen them. We've seen these games at the amusement parks. We've seen them at the fairs and at the festivals. The skee ball, you got the beanbag throws. You knock down the bottles. You got the water gun races where you shoot the water in the clown's mouth. And we got free throws. You got ring tosses. I mean, there's so many different kinds of games. And you know what? They all look so easy. But don't be fooled. I mean, these amusement park folks are smart. Now, listen, if you're an amusement park guy, and you go and you set these games up and that's your livelihood, I am not insinuating anything. I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm simply providing a perspective, a layman's perspective from the outside and comparing these games. So please, don't read in anything into this. But the games themselves, they do look easy. And we're drawn into them just like someone else I know. We're drawn in by the awesome and super cool and oversized and gaudy, obnoxious. I mean, amusement parks and carnivals know how competitive we are, especially as guys, and that we, as the hunters, get our thrill from the kill, from the meeting the challenge head on, defeating it, and tilling that stack of three bottles that despite the fact that they weigh 25 pounds each and we're trying to knock them over with a Nerf ball, you're going down, bottle. There's no way you're going to stand in my way of the bragging rights and me taking home that big giant bear. Now, these amusement park and carnival games are eerily similar to the lies of Satan. I mean, the games seem so easy. I mean, come on. How hard could it be to toss a hard plastic ring onto a glass bottleneck anyway? In basketball? You're kidding, right? I mean, I'm the king of the court. I don't miss. I can hit free throw after free throw after free throw after 100th free throw. I don't miss. I mean, this free throw game is a piece of cake. I'm walking away with a bear, hands down. You know, what we quickly find out is that these games aren't easy, and the plastic ring is barely large enough to fit around the bottom, and it's so hard that all it does is bounce from one bottle to another. And the basketball hoop, well, I got a pretty good idea that it's not regulation size, and I bet if we did a little measuring, the ball would barely fit through it, if it fit through it at all. As it is with the evil one, there's always a catch. He is the ultimate bait and switch artist. But hey, I don't want to be a killjoy here. Let's say, by some crazy act of supernatural chance, we actually do get one of those rings to land on the bottle top, or we get the basketball to miraculously shrink up and squeeze through and fall through the hoop, and we win. I mean, did we really win? I mean, let me break it down for you. These games are not inexpensive to play, nor are the games promoted by Satan and the world. And after a bit of basic math, we realize that we just spent five times the amount of money it would have cost to buy that five-foot-tall stuffed animal at the local toy store for us to, quote, win the thing, which is absolutely bizarre in its essence anyway, because as guys, we will wear iron and re-iron a shirt four or five times because we don't want to spend the $1.49 it costs to have it dry cleaned, but we'll certainly drop $100 just like that on trying to shoot a basketball into an undersized hoop just to walk away with a $20 stuffed animal. Now, you know, in all seriousness, the games we are enticed by the evil one to play always cost us far more than money. Now, back to the stuffed animal. Even if we can somehow justify the ridiculous investment that we just made by playing the game over and over and over and over until we win, now we get to carry that awesome, super cool, oversized, gaudy, obnoxious, and incredibly burdensome prize all over the amusement park, on rides, to the bathroom, everywhere. That stuffed animal, better known as the prize, that we just spent so much on, both literally and figuratively, represents the sin we find ourselves enslaved to. However, we have the true liberator in our corner. We have the one who came to pay the debt we could never afford and give us real freedom. We are reminded by Paul in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Leave the prize with the obnoxious and pushy used car salesman, Satan, and walk away from the game. Save your money and efforts for better, more kingdomly purchases. There comes a time in the show. I always want to give people the opportunity to surrender their life to Christ. I know that there are those of you out there who say, Jeff, I don't have a relationship with Christ. And I absolutely get what you're saying. You know, I've been playing the games. Man, I'm tired of carrying that stuffed animal around. No matter what I do, I can't seem to shake it. And I can't seem to get rid of it. I'm ready for a new start. And you know, I feel God tugging at my heart. I want him to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, we can take care of that right now. Now, there are others out there who'll say, Jeff, you know, I've had a relationship with Christ. I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. But you know what? I've been carrying that stuffed animal too. The bad thing is I knew better. But I allowed the devil to suck me in. I bought into his lies. I played the game. And it cost me so much more than I could have ever imagined. I allowed him to take me away from my life in Christ. And I want to get back on my right path. I want to get back right with God. I want to start new. If that's either of you, if either one of them, will you pray with me right now? Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving me unconditionally. Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. God, I repent. Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want a new life in you. God, I want to spend eternity in heaven. Will you come into my heart? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, and definitely get hooked up with believers wherever you are, because you know what? God never intended for us to go about this alone. Hey, can't wait to hang out next week. We will no doubt have a Ryder Cup wrap-up, and we'll absolutely talk some college football, because you know what? It's been a few weeks since we've talked the pigskin, so we'll do that next week. Hey, thanks for being here, and thanks for tuning in. Until next week. Keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. I got it!